Hi.
Hey.
Thank you so much for coming.
Oh my God, my pleasure.
It's so nice to have you here. You've been talk of the town on my show and among all of my friends for a while.
Shut up.
It's so nice to like have you in the flesh.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad to be here, Jazz.
I want to start at the beginning. How did you get into music initially? Like, where did this come from for you?
As all good things come, I wanted to do something else before this, which was acting. And I tried like student short films and I did like my HSC drama and like, you know, I was all right at it. And but I knew that I could sing as well.
Mm.
And I remember I was on the garage band making beats.
Period.
I didn't know anything about producing or what anything at all. And so they were really, really out of this world and crazy. They were pretty cursed.
Like when you look back on them now, like what do they sound like to you?
Really goofy. Yeah. It's something like that. I remember I showed my friend Audrey and she was like, oh, yes, yes, keep going.
Period. I'm really interested. I didn't know you were an actor.
Yes.
How long were you doing acting for?
I was doing it, yeah, probably from like 10 to 18.
Oh, wow. So it was like a long stint.
Oh my God, yeah. It was actually a long stint. Holy shit. So my dad was, he was a film director.
Oh.
Well, he still is. And so he really wanted me to get into that world.
Mm-hmm. One day I'm expecting, like, I want to come to a gig and I want a gig and then I want you to do a monologue.
Gulp. No. Look. I think I was all right at acting, but I was better at being myself.
Period. And I also read in your CD that you have out.
Hey! Oh my God, that's crazy.
That you weren't initially studying music at uni. No. You'd like made the switch from what, engineering?
Yeah, I did biomedical engineering because I'm half deaf and so there's a lot of work in cochlear in biomed.
Mm.
And yeah, I don't know. I thought I could like solve my own disability or something through that, but which I don't necessarily believe in, but I didn't know what to do. Classic, like you're in year 12 and you don't know what you're doing. I remember it was when COVID happened and I was really fucking unhappy and it was horrible. And all of the biomed kids were like, you know, hardcore engineering smarties.
Oh,
and
right.
A lot of them were like really arrogant in like a fun way and like a cute, like, ooh, wow, cool. I didn't know what to do. And then my mom's ex-boyfriend, who's my friend now, he was like, oh, look, I think you should try out for the con. I think you'd really like it. And then I started using Logic and I made some demos that are on SoundCloud. Don't look them up, please.
Okay.
And maybe I should take them out down, I guess, if I don't want people looking at them, but
no, I think you should leave them. It's like your own little personal archive.
I know. Yes, exactly. I put everything on SoundCloud that I've ever made because I like to see my progression over time.
That's so sick.
Yes, exactly. You get it. And yeah, and then I auditioned and I got in. And I was like, yes, period. Let's go LFG. And now here we are.
Yeah, wow. So was it like once you switched, were you like immediately like, this is where I'm supposed to be?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that
okay.
was, yeah, that definitely just felt right after that to do music. Not everyone has a great experience at the con, but me and my peers have had a really, really good run and we're about to graduate. And yeah, I've learned so much and like so many different like facets of music, which has been really fun.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Mm-mm-mm.
We're talking about your introduction and your like upbringing as a musician. I want to talk about my introduction to you.
Yes, sir.
My first introduction to you outside of like a people I know context was through Sonnet and the Bread Boys. But now you're primarily doing your own project, Sweet Boy Sonnet. Is that right?
Well, we've taken...
What's happening there?
Well, oh, funny you say that because we've taken just a big break. But yeah, now we're about to start like releasing a bunch of music and music videos.
Period.
And there's big things coming. Oh, big things coming, drop. Oh. Big things coming.
I'm excited. But was there something that sparked kind of the shift away from the more rock sound to something that felt like a bit more dance, but more electronic?
Yeah, I'd just been doing a lot of electronic music in uni, which was really cool. And I really wanted to explore that more. And like in my band, I'm just the singer. Well, I have in the past primarily written all the music.
Mm.
But yeah, I wanted to do my own thing. And I feel like as a singer, you get really insecure about being not adequate as a musician.
Yeah.
And so I really had to prove it to myself that I could like get up there and like play the guitar and play the keys and DJ. And like now that I've done that, I think I'm good.
I'm chilling now.
Yeah, I don't wanna come pull up to the gig and have to load in.
That is
what is that?
What is that? No. I want to be the singer again and not have to bring anything. I think that it's really fun to have lots of like little things involved. Well, like lots of instruments involved and lots of props involved. And
yeah. Well, nice segue to my next question, actually. Thank you so much. Your live show is like something else. Like genuinely, I was saying this to you before and I've said this to all of my friends. Like
yes!
Insane behavior, the coordinated outfits, wigs. I feel like every show I've seen of yours has been different. Like, what does the lead up for these shows look like when you're preparing for them?
Oh my God, I'm so glad you asked. Ha ha. I feel like I'm a big Pinterest girly.
Yep, doing boards.
I got 1 trillion boards and I do one for every gig or everything I do.
Wow.
And I'm also an artist as well as a musician, like, or like, you know, I like a visual artist. Mm. And that was my background in high school. I did a lot of visual art. And so it's really important to me, like the whole world around, like, a piece of music or a, you know, like an era of music.
Mm.
And so every gig I like to bring the world I've built around that piece of music into the gig. And so yes, the single launch release for VVV with B-side Let Me In was all like business. And I had like little bits, like voiceovers throughout the set, and then we were all dressed business and the set was kind of a bit business and we had like a PowerPoint and stuff like that. I just really like to have lots of outfits. I think it's really fun to immerse people more and more if you can. And then, yes, these tank tops, the Sweet Boy tank tops that they wear every gig.
Yeah, I need to talk about this.
Yeah.
What do they even say? There's Sweet Boy Lesbian. There's, what's the other ones?
Sweet Boy Sex, Sweet Boy Lesbian.
Sweet Boy Sleaze.
Sweet Boy Sleaze.
I like that one.
Sydney's Sweetest Boy.
This is lots of them.
Yeah,
and they're giving like Born This Way Glee t-shirts.
And I love that you said that because that is the vibe. It's silly, goofy, what the hell is going on here vibe. So the Sweet Boy phenomena, I'm going to call it, is like a synonym for like hashtag or like maybe even a suffix. Like you can add a Sweet Boy to anything.
Okay.
Sweet Boy party. Sweet Boy fun. I'm having a Sweet Boy snack right now. Yeah.
Period. Sweet Boy Radio?
We're on Sweet Boy Radio.
Okay, period. I love this. And they're so cool. I'm obsessed with it. And where did the idea come from for that? Or just online or from Glee? Or where did it come from?
I mean, subconsciously, I reckon it's totally from Glee and online and Brat and like a culmination of everything. But what the catalyst for it was that Kitty the Valley, shout out Kitty the Valley, was having a Sydney Sleaze gig.
I remember this gig. Yeah.
Yes. And I was in my room and I was like, oh, there's got to be an outfit change. I don't know what it's going to be because every gig I have an outfit change. I haven't not had an outfit change in a really long time. So I'm keeping that up because fuck yeah.
It's so cool.
I fucking love an outfit change. And I'm waiting for the day I actually get like tearaway pants because I'm always talking about fucking tearaway pants.
Oh my God. You with a pair of tearaway pants would be crazy.
Back to what I was saying. We're at the Kitty the Valley gig and I had stayed up all night painting these stupid fucking shirts that say all these Sweet Boy things. I give them to my boys and Harry and I'm like, put these on. Put these on under your costumes.
I wanted to talk about your band, actually.
Yeah, the boys.
They're the same boys that are in Sonnet the Bread Boys, yes?
Yes, but it's plus Harriet.
Plus so Harriet now.
It's a completely different band.
But, like, you've obviously made a lot of music with these guys now. Like, what is your relationship like with them?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Well, they're my favourite people ever. Like, I'm really grateful that I have such a good relationship with them creatively and, like, as friends. Like, I think it's really important because I just feel very supported and I feel like I can do things that I would feel really uncomfortable doing by myself. These guys definitely do have my back no matter what. Especially when you, like, go to Newcastle, Wollongong, and, like, there's a completely different set of people. You don't know how your personal style or personal way of being is going to come off. And yeah, I'm glad to have them in those situations. They're the first band and pretty much the only band I've ever had. And like,
aww.
I'm so grateful that off the bat, I got these guys. Like, what the flip? Like, so lucky. And Harriet as well. And Harriet's also, I love her so much. And I'm so glad that she's in this sweet boy band because she adds so much to it. And she's just awesome. And she's so down for an outfit change and to get silly with it. Yeah, I think she likes, you know, getting silly with it. I think that's what mainly Sweet Boy Sonnet's been about for me. It's just like, you know, trying a bunch of new different things and just having fun. I don't know, normally I take everything else very like seriously and like, no, we can't have fun. But this has just been like, well, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, period. You deserve to have some fun, babes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I want to talk about your new song, VVVV. I, for some reason, I imagined you in my head. This is...
Yeah.
You're, like, walking down a path. There's some, like, greenery. But then, like, the words, like, the three, like, the words that you say in, like, the bridgey bit are just, like, popping up in your head. Like, that's how the idea came. And I just need to know how the idea actually came. Because in my head, I've got you, like, walking down, like, down this, like, street.
Wait, this is how... Yeah. I love that. I was just, like, making stuff. You know, I've just recently gotten a fucking Ableton Push, which is this, like... You know, the classic, like, they've just got, like, a drum pad on them, basically.
Yeah.
And everything's, like, flashing, and it's really fun. And it just makes you feel like you're a real cool EDM musician. I feel like Violent, Vicious Vengeance is just, like, you know, every girl's got a bit of Violent, Vicious Vengeance in them. It just went off from there. And I just kind of put it together as, like, an exploration of something new.
Yeah, cool. When you're making music, are you a notes app girly, or do you like paper, or do you like a doc? Like, what's...
Okay, I have... Okay, two... Okay, I'm notes app. Okay, normally the notes app is like, I'm drunk out, and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta put this down. I gotta write this down right now. Oh my God, it's genius. And I'll read it the next day, I'm like, okay.
Somebody cooked here.
But mainly I have this little red diary, and I've got all these stickers on the cover, and I have like a bajillion of them. I started it in like 2020, and now I just like every year I buy the same red diary from Daiso and put stickers on it. And then it's my diary, but I write all my lyrics in there.
Cute. I also wanted to ask, when you guys played at the Dream State gig, you guys all had the matching blonde wigs. It was when you were blonde too. So yeah. You guys were all up there in your little singlets and your matching blonde wigs. You've since dyed your hair.
I know.
Darker. Looks fire. Is this informing the music you make now? I feel like the blonde was such an era for your earlier music and your releases. Is this like darker hair like new era?
That's funny because all this stuff...
Or was it unrelated?
Well, I've been making a lot more like moody, grungier stuff lately.
Matches.
Coincidence. I think not. Yeah, I bought all these wigs off. Oh, and now I can't use them. Oh, it's okay. I bought an extra one for me. I think I like the idea of like clones. I think it was just kind of like one of those aesthetic eras where I just wanted to do some interesting thing that I hadn't done before, but which is just dress everyone up as me. But, you know, still lit. But
I only asked because I feel like the blonde hair was so synonymous with your brand at the very start.
Yes,
like,
interesting, yes.
It was very, like, when I saw photos, it was all of you guys in blonde wigs. Like, it was very part of the start of your era as a solo musician, I feel like.
Yeah, you're right. I've kind of been comfortable with the fact that I'm going to be changing a lot.
Period.
Because I don't know what I'm doing yet. I've been experimenting with so much music. Like, you know, I just released two, like, EDM tracks. It's a very different vibe. I think I'm going to keep flip-flopping around.
I love it.
Different things.
Yeah, as you should.
As I should. As you Cheers. Should. Cheers.
And obviously you've spoken about being deaf. Is it in one ear?
Yeah.
How has navigating being a musician been?
Well, it was funny because when I did the show, the headliners, which was disabled musicians in music, it was funny because I spent so much time talking about it and trying to work it out. And now it's just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like there are things I really struggle with, like when it's noisy and I'm exhausted from trying so hard to hear what's going on and I don't know what's going on. And it's just like exhausting being in that spot where you're like, oh, I don't know what's going on. I'm tired. Yeah. And you know, especially gigs like that. And that's my whole life is like being in music. But there's lots of situations where people feel that way. And like whether you know, you're like autism or or you're just fucking tired and you need it, like you've had a long day. Like everybody kind of is like that. And my deafness has just become a bit of a thing that I just acknowledge more, which is important. But it just is, for me, a very personal trait, like a personality trait, more than a disability.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that I'm a huh kind of girl. Everyone's a huh. What? Say that again kind of girl. I like that I get things wrong. I think that's fun.
Period. Period. No, I love this. Yeah. I also wanted to mention the headliner stuff, because you just went to Bundy Monday and played to like thousands and thousands of people.
Yes!
How do you think that doing this, that show, and having that experience, playing with those people and playing at these massive shows, kind of changed you and like formed you as a musician?
I think it gave me so much confidence in the fact that I can like do it. I don't know what it is about 10,000 people, but that like grows you up real fast. Real. Or like, you know, like matures you as a musician real fast. And now I take myself really seriously and I'm like, okay, I'm a real musician.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the vocal nebulizers and the honey remedies.
And the Lemsips.
Yeah, the Lemsips. And when I walk into a room now, I'm like, okay, I deserve to be here. And I don't feel like I shouldn't be talked to or whatever. I don't know how to phrase that.
But no, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You deserve to be there. My last question for you before we head off, how would you define the music that you make? If you were like, if you'd met someone on the street and they were like, hey, like, what type of music do you make?
Okay. I would say the music I make is grunge rock, electronic, synth pop music. I've written this a million times. I feel like this is my thing, is it keeps changing. Right now it's Sweet Boy Sonnet is both the grunge grit of PJ Harvey and the electro dance funk of Daft Punk. Those are my big influences. Yeah, I just like to bring both of those together.
Okay. Well, that was all I had. So it was so lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming.
Hey, of course.
It was so nice to talk to you.
Shout out. Love you, Tuesday. Love you.